From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading from the Wilderness series, Mountain Devil by David Thompson. Now let's begin with Mountain Devil, Chapter 1. Someone or something was watching him, or so Nathaniel King believed, and he turned from the fine black stallion he'd been rubbing down with a handful of soft green grass to survey the rugged countryside surrounding his remote cabin in the central Rockies. He was a big, broad-shouldered man with penetrating green eyes and a mane of black hair, and his brow furrowed as he searched for any sign of life, for any movement at all. To the southeast, a bald eagle soared, hunting prey. To the north, an irate squirrel chattered. East of the cabin lay a lake, teeming with ducks and other fowl, and on its southern shore stood four black-tailed deer, a buck, and three doe. Nate saw nothing to arouse alarm and allowed himself to relax. He resumed stroking the stallion, the buckskins that covered his supple frame flowing with the motion of his muscular arms and shoulders. Angled across his powerful chest was a powder horn and a bullet pouch. In a beaded sheath on his left hip hung a butcher knife, while tucked under his wide brown leather belt were two flintlock pistols, one on either side of the buckle. An eagle feather had been tied at the back of his hair with the quill jutting upwards. As Nate worked, the nagging feeling persisted that he was being observed. He repeatedly glanced over his shoulders, wondering each time if his nerves were getting the better of him. Not that he didn't have cause for being concerned. Living close to Ute country as he did, he never knew when the resentful Utes might decide to pay him a visit and try to wipe out his entire family.